Now back to today's JMO Radio Show from the Allen Samuel Studios. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
Back with us, John Morris Show, and we, as promised, we are pleased to welcome in Pete Souza from KWTX-TV and ESPN. Welcome to you.
I'm proud to be here. This is the first time I'd actually come down
right
to this studio and walking down the hallway. I mean, you get hit with this vintage Willie Nelson album cover right when you walk in and you continue down the hallway, Fleetwood Mac and Motley Crue. It was taking me back.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's really, really cool. It's like a museum.
You would appreciate that. Some people may think, what are you doing with that? But you would appreciate that.
Oh, no. I really, really appreciate that.
What's your music genre like? Like for me, it would have been the 70s, Chicago Earth, Wind & Fire, top of the list. What would it be for you?
I mean, same for me because I had an older brother, right? And so, I mean, if you have Sirius Radio, not that we're not always listening to J-Mo over here on 1660, right. But Yacht Rock. Like over the course of a summer, you give me some yacht rock and I'm good to go. But like the Fleetwood Mac, and that's kind of what I was raised on.
Yeah,
I like some of the new stuff too, but classic rock. Yeah, that is my genre.
That's good, very good. Well, middle of the summer, and turned you on this morning. You're still there, bright and early every morning.
I was the only one there. I was the only one there.
He was gone today. That's right.
I'll tell you what happened, and this is why. You and I, we talked about this. You know, I'm coming to the end of my contract here, and we're going to kind of – I'm going to stay in the area, but no longer with KWTX as we get to the end of July.
Sorry if we – busted that.
No, you broke the news, J-Mo.
We're not here to break news.
I know we're not. No, but – there's nobody else I'd rather share it with than you because you're the reason I have an opportunity to do more with ESPN.
Not true, but thanks.
Very close. Yeah. You gave me opportunities here during COVID doing softball, which got it all ramped up. But anyways, back to this morning. I've been waking up at 3 a.m.
Right.
for 9 years now.
Right.
Two in Louisiana before this and now seven here. And I literally... by the grace of God, I opened my eyes at 3:30, and I was like, I didn't have an alarm or anything going. So I was like, oh, my gosh, I need to get to work.
Yeah.
And it just so happens I get to work, and Keisha's off. We have a new woman, Alyssa Riggs.
Uh-huh.
She was off. Like, if I hadn't showed up, I don't know what. And it's happened before.
That's
you know,
wild.
Our news director, Bob Walters, who I absolutely love, he's knocked on my – you get the knock on the door.
Really?
And, yeah, because he wants to make sure you're okay.
Oh, sure.
I overslept one morning and that happened. So, yeah, it's been the rigors of getting up. You know, people have much more difficult jobs.
All right.
And I love being on the air. I love KWTX. But, yeah, it's been a long grind, just the hours.
That's the hard part of it is the hours. And people think, oh, you're on the air. You're on at 4:30, right? You start at 4:30.
4:30 in the morning, which means if you're going to have any kind of preparation, you're there at least by 3:30, 3:45.
Right.
But recently, I've been getting there later and later. And it's like
right.
Father Time is undefeated.
Yeah,
and I truly believe it's not like a game plan of mine. I was just like, my body is starting to talk to me a little bit.
Yeah. Does this happen to you when I have to get up early and it's nothing like that? I don't sleep well because I know I have to get up early. Does that ever affect you or do you do it every day?
One of the toughest parts about this, and again, I have an easy job. I love my job. It's very fulfilling. But, you know, on a summer night, going to bed in Texas when it's 110 degrees out
right.
and the sun's going to be up till 8:55. You're looking outside, you're thinking, man, I don't know if I'm ever going to fall asleep. Yeah. It could be difficult.
You and my grandkids are going to bed that early,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, right? And we're both kicking and screaming, all of us. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Uh-huh. Very cool. All right, so more and more with ESPN. That's great. Congratulations on that. What does that look like moving forward for you?
Moving forward, it's more with the expansion of the Big 12. As I've been told, you know, over the course of the next month is when a lot of this stuff, as you know, gets hashed out.
Mm-hmm.
July, August. But with the expansion of the Big 12, there's opportunities. There are more opportunity with basketball. With football, it's some Big 12. It's some SEC, but not as much. I mean, basketball is where I got my lion's share of work.
Okay.
And then did some Big 12 softball at the end of the year. But that's really where I make my bones right now with basketball. I love doing football. The more they give me, I'll take it, you know. But – it looks more – the expansion of the Big 12 doesn't hurt a guy like me, and that's – I've really been blessed. You know, I tell people, you know, I'm from Philadelphia, initially I thought Waco was just going to kind of be like a stop for me, and it became my home. And it literally is a place where, you know, I call home now. I have a girlfriend who lives not too far away in Flower Mound. We've been together for a while, so that works out. And
do you want to announce anything today?
No announcements
okay.
there.
All right.
No,
just checking.
No announcements there. But I do, the Big 12 expanding, I never realized how fortuitous of a bounce of the ball that would be for somebody like me.
More games to do.
It's more, I mean.
And you're right here in the heart of it.
And JMO, and it's interesting the way it works out because they really are conference specific in a sense where I did a couple of other conferences. I did a couple of NIT games like Big Ten or American Conference, and I did a couple American Conference games in the season. But then, you know, I was out of Utah, I mean, like four or five times.
Okay.
And so it's just, we were locked into conference. I saw you in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you travel all over
right.
within the conference. But again, like the ability to go to Utah so many times last year, it kind of lets me know, okay, they're for real about this.
Yeah.
Like if they say you're within a conference, and they're going to send you wherever.
That's a plus. I mean, that shows that they are trying to, or they are establishing you know, in association with the Big 12. Not exclusively, but it's a real compliment to you, and I think your work.
Well, and I asked, you know, David Seisler is my boss, and I said to him, you know, last year when he was like, hey, we want to give you a real contract. Here's the amount of games. Because before it was just kind of like fly by night. You take what you get. Again, you know all this because you've done this for so long. But I said, hey, I'll go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, why would you want to leave the Big 12? It's the best conference of basketball. I was like, look, I don't want to go anywhere else. But, and he said, we like the idea of, you know, I got to, Scott Drew, you know, I lived in Waco for a long time. Scott Drew didn't know who I was. Mm-hmm. He didn't know my face. Now he does.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's comfortable with me. And, you know, Jerome Tang, Graham McCaslin, you know, Bob Huggins, right, for a little while. You get to know all these guys. They get to know your faces. Yeah. Porter Mosier, now Oklahoma's going to be gone, and Mike Boynton, same deal. But you get to know these guys.
Yeah.
And so ESPN wants that rapport to be built.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you a story about Scott. As he got to know me throughout the course of the year, and you'll totally believe this, it was at West Virginia, and I was at shoot around. Matt Nelson was like, hey, shoot around's this time. And so I show up, and he's not used to seeing me on the road. So he's kind of like eyeing me up from across the gym. And I'm thinking, like, I know enough about Scott Drew to know, like, he's not going to be angry with me, I think. But he's talking to Matt, and he's looking at me. And then they both walk over. I'm like, oh, boy, maybe I'm here too early. Maybe they're going to tell me to leave. And Scott's like, hey, how'd you get here? I was like, all right, you know, I flew out. He's like, you got to let us know, man. We'll put you on the plane.
Oh, isn't that great?
And he's very honest. He goes, you know, if it's one of those small planes, there's no chance.
Yeah.
But a big plane like that, he's like, just get on with us. Yeah. I was like, wow, how cool, you know, and that's the type of guy he is.
Right.
I mean, as you well know, but.
There aren't, and probably not many coaches that would even bring that up to you, right?
No. I mean, that is an understatement. I mean, in the NBA, there's teams now where broadcast crews who work for the same team, you know, obviously, like if the Mavericks have a team and, you know, their team broadcast team works for the Mavericks, they don't, some teams and not the Mavericks specifically, but. That's a, for instance, some teams don't have their broadcaster travel on the same plane anymore. Maybe some do, but yeah, it's very rare to have an outside affiliate like ESPN travel with the team. And I asked my play-by-play partner that night, I said, is that something I say yes to? What do? He's like, I just usually say yes and then ask later. I was like, well, exactly. I'm not quite on that level, so I'm definitely going to run it by.
Now, that trip, you couldn't have gone home with us because from there, do you remember?
You went to BYU?
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Longest possible trip in the Big 12. We went from Morgantown to Provo and then back to Waco.
Yeah,
so
I mean, that would...
You made a right choice. Blind commercial going home.
Yeah.
You did the Big 12 softball tournament in Oklahoma City. You did every game.
Which was unbelievable.
That was a grind for you, wasn't it?
It was a grind. It was like such a gift to be able to do those games because softball is exciting. The girls, young women, I should say, have such personalities that it's very easy to go in to find people stories about them. And the games aren't that long.
Yeah.
Now, some games go long, and it was a long day. You're doing four games. And it was tough. I was anxious at the beginning because you just want to get everything right.
Yeah.
And you're putting your arms around a lot of players at once. But usually fear is a tailwind. So I was very prepared. You know, I was.
That's a good line.
Yeah, it's true because, and that's like the one thing about I love play by play because I can. The more I work and prepare, the more confident I am for
sure.
a game.
That's good.
And so that preparation breeds confidence. And so what initially was a little bit of anxiety, boy, I got 100 football, you know, it's like, woof, there's a lot of guys.
Right.
But you just put in the work, you know, and you have an air about you where you kind of feel confident.
That's it. And confidence is the key, right?
It absolutely
is. For me,
it,
you know, if you're prepared, you're confident. If you're confident, you're going to do a better job.
Yeah.
So I always kind of live by the same thing.
And your
you're
broadcast partner feeds off you. You know, you're the play-by-play guy. Yeah. You're sort of the maestro. You stay out of the way for the game. That's really like the absolute music itself. But you're sort of moving it along, and people feed off your energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the one thing that I really try to stay loose, right, and have fun.
Pete Souza, our guest, KWTX-TV and ESPN. And looking at those two things, totally different, right? Like what you do anchoring the morning show, co-anchoring the morning show, scripted for the most part.
Yeah.
Play-by-play, there's no script there.
Well, that's the best part. I grew up literally turning the sound down on my television.
Who'd you listen to growing up?
Well, I
in
listened
Philadelphia?
To Harry Callis.
Yeah.
Merrill Reese, Harry Callis, Phillies play-by-play. Merrill Reese, Eagles play-by-play. And then, you know, there were national games where, you know, Vin Scully. I used to love a guy who, Joel Myers was a guy on NBC.
No,
his
Joel.
Voice was just like, whoa.
Cussed like a sailor off the air.
I've heard that.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. It was scared me to death because, like, every other word.
Yeah.
And then he'd get on the air and apparently never slipped.
So. No, he never slipped. And he's one of the most polished guys out there.
Yeah, L.A. He did L.A.
Yeah, he did the Lakers. And
then
now he does the Pelicans TV, too. Charlie Jones is another guy.
Yeah.
Brent Musburger. So all those guys, and I noticed myself.
Yeah.
There were so many games that I had on VHS that I watched over and over and over again that I find myself saying things that Brent Musburger said.
Yeah.
That I heard him say, which I'm fine with.
That's,
you know, that's
great. Yeah.
But those are the guys I listen to. So I turned the TV down, and that was my play-by-play was my thing. I did it in college. And then, you know, I got sober after working in the NBA and PR. And then I was like, I really want to get into broadcasting and play-by-play. And then life just kind of took a detour in a positive way where I ended up in TV news, and I kind of rode the wave until I got here. And then literally I started doing high school football for KWTX on Friday nights. And then you gave me the opportunity to do softball. It was a huge deal. It enabled me to kind of get my teeth, cut my teeth again and, you know, flex that muscle that I really love to flex. But the news is different. And really it's tough for me. I'm dyslexic. So I struggled doing reading off a teleprompter.
Wow, interesting.
Early on. I've gotten much better at it now, but I'm more comfortable calling a game.
And you kind of casually mentioned you got sober, but you went through that, and you're very open about talking about what you went through. You got your podcast about that. Kudos to you, you know, for talking about it, and hopefully that'll help a lot of people maybe going through the same thing.
I mean, look, there are – 13 years ago, you wouldn't recognize me, and I was just – I was a much different person, and I was a very sick person. And my whole life changed the moment I got sober. And initially when you get sober, or for me, this is my story, you kind of want everything to change overnight, and it just doesn't work that way. You know, it's like, what do they say? Like, set picks, play defense. You know, one day at a time, you build your self-esteem, you stay sober, you try to help other people, and then you wake up 13 years later, 12 years later, and you're talking to J-Mo. In the studio with Aaron Sexton, and you're talking about doing play-by-play. I mean,
it's like a bad dream.
It's really cool. It's a great dream, you know? And I do the podcast, The Payoff with Pete. It's on the Rogue Media Network.
Yep.
And people, if the thing about that is I want people who – the reason I started it is because I wasn't always super comfortable just running to a meeting of 12-step recovery or Alcoholics Anonymous. And a lot of people aren't. So if you're looking just to dip your toe in the water, see what it's about – and all maybe you think you have a problem, or maybe you're a parent, you're worried about your children, which so often happens. I robbed my mom of about a decade of sleep, so I love her to death now, and I'm making up for it. But, yeah, it's a tough thing to navigate. So any way I can contribute to give people some guidance.
Well, kudos to you for that. Pete Souza, our guest. What does ESPN do? What kind of feedback do you get from them?
It's interesting. It's kind of random. But I do get it. Mm-hmm. And the guy I mentioned, David Seisler, who has been like just an amazing guy. David Seisler and this guy, Nick Rude, are two guys who, Nick Rude on the football end and David Seisler on the basketball end, they've been like so good to me as far as feedback mm-hmm. is concerned. And Nick, after my first year, I did the Baylor game and then I did a game at Oklahoma State. And he called me and was like, hey, I want you to, your touchdown calls, you're a little too cool for school.
Hmm.
And he said, interesting. Be yourself. He said, but don't hold back.
Okay.
We went through a couple of them and I was like, wow. And I found that to be very helpful. And then a game this year, it was an ESPN2 game. It was SMU and Tulane. And David had seen the game. And he called me and he was like, you brought your analyst in too early. He's like, I know you're psyched to get, it was Perry Clark, I know you're psyched to get coach involved. He said, but just give that a little more time. And he said, look, I have this conversation with guys all the time. He said, but what you do is early on in the game, like set the table. He's like, look, that's your time to set the table. And he said, if you ask an open question to an analyst, you try to get him involved early, you know, you look up and it's a TV timeout.
Yeah.
And that was anything you can get from those guys. You know, ESPN I love. Yeah. When I was working on the production side doing talent stats and spotting, I was not – this is a decade or so ago. I was not healthy. And, you know, I went through some problems on the drinking end while I was under their watch. And here I am again. You know, now it was like a long time later till I was back on their radar and this time calling games. But there's a lot of great people in there. It is not – we look at ESPN as like this worldwide leader and it's a monster. There are a lot of really good people in there who care about you, much like my guys at KWTX, Josh Young, our GM, and Bob mm-hmm. Walters. Those guys, KWTX is one of the best places you can work mm-hmm. in Central Texas because they actually care about you.
That's great.
They were behind me when I said, hey, I'm thinking about starting this podcast.
Right.
They said, do it.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? That's great. And you mentioned you started out when you wanted to get into broadcasting
yeah.
or when you wanted to get deeper into broadcasting. You were kind of on the crew with some staff,
yes,
with some crews, not necessarily doing play-by-play.
Yeah.
And I think that's the first time I saw you yeah. was at
– I'll tell you exactly when it was. It was 2017, Baylor Liberty.
At McLean Stadium.
At McLean
yeah,
Stadium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eric Collins was calling the game for
yeah,
Fox.
That's right.
Baylor lost.
Yeah.
And just so folks at home know, you know, that was a rough season for Matt Rhule his first year. And yeah, I was spotting for Eric, and I saw J-Mo, gave him a
yeah.
hello through the big glass window,
right.
And you know, that was again kind of like I look at it as honestly in my walk, you know, it's a God thing. It just kind of connected us, and you thought to yourself, hey,
exactly,
because yeah.
I saw you up there, and I said, I think that's Pete Sousa, and we kind of waved at each other,
yeah.
and to me in my mind, I thought he must be interested in sports because
yeah.
I really didn't know. I mean, we didn't know each other at that mm-hmm. point. And so that's when we had an opportunity, hey, we're going to call you and say, do you want to do this?
Well, and then you said
sure
hi to me. I saw you at Jason's Deli one
yeah.
day, one morning
yeah,
after
yeah, yeah.
church.
Right.
You came up. It was the first time I really met you when we talked.
Yeah.
And then I'd see you from time to time, and then you gave me a holler about the softball.
That's great. Very cool. That's funny how that worked out, isn't it?
Pretty
great.
Cool.
So you think you can make Waco your home base?
I know I am for now because I'm doing stuff with Rogue Media. I do a sports podcast with them along with the Sobriety Pod. In the fall, I'll be doing the sports podcast pretty much every day. But the bones, right, the meat and potato, it comes from ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from the fact that I'm no dummy. Like, it really is perfect for me to be in Texas. And they say, you know, the guy that I mentioned, David Seisler, he kind of refreshes his memory. Where do you live? You live in Waco again, right? I'm
yeah.
like, yeah.
Middle
of
the country.
They love that.
Yeah.
And I'm good with that. There's no reason for me to leave. So, yeah, this is my home.
Yeah, very cool. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
Great
me.
Great to visit with
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Let's do it again, okay?
Whenever you need me, J-Mo, I'm here.
I appreciate
I
that.
Aaron and that
yeah.
great. I'm big on T-shirts. He's got the Brittany Griner for
you. There you go. That's
yeah.
right. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate it. Appreciate
yeah.
you. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Pete Sousa, KWTX-TV and ESPN. We'll take a break. Be right back after this.
Listen to ESPN Central Texas online at CentexSportsFan.com.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Are you not able to enjoy the summer as much as you want because of joint pain? This is the best time for being outdoors, but not if your knees, shoulders, back, or hips are hurting, or in my case, my neck. It is Matt Mosley, ESPN Central Texas. QC Kinetics Advanced Treatments harness your own body's ability to restore and repair damaged joint tissue so you can walk and run and hike and play golf and move again pain-free. Now, true pioneer in regenerative medicine, it is the orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Mitchell Shinecup. Their advanced protocols have enabled tens of thousands of patients to reclaim their mobility. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation. 254-415-4100. 254-415-4100. QC Kinetics. 254-415-4100.
Hey, Texas, when it comes to boats, there's only one name you need to remember, Marineland Boating Center. They carry the number one best-selling boats in America, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Nitro. They currently have many boats that are thousands of dollars below MSRP and also amazing deals on accessories, parts, and maintenance services. Skip the rest and come to the best, Marineland Boating Center, I-35 and Loop 340 South, Waco, and at MarinelandWacoYamaha.com.
ESPN Central Texas is your flagship station for Baylor Athletics.
Make this the summer of Dodge at Allen Samuels in Waco. Drive away in a 2023 Dodge Charger or Challenger RT with $13,000 off MSRP. Or the powerful Charger GT and save $10,000. Get a stunning 495 horsepower Scat Pack for an amazing $9,000 off MSRP. Plus, enjoy 90 days to make your first payment. That's 90 days with no payments. Hurry into Allen Samuels in Waco.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Are you ready to break ground on your next commercial construction project? Founded in 1969, Barnett Contracting is your single source for preparing for your next build. Their services include excavation, utilities, civil engineering, concrete work, paving, and storm drainage. Do business with Central Texas' premier site work contractor, Barnett Contracting, where they strive for successful projects and satisfied clients. Learn more at BarnettContracting.com.
An exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigman James Law Firm. Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigman, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100 plus years of combined experience.